Stella Vata pored over the financial data Kai had sent. She had, in fact, sold the Ansibles to Teddy Ransom for the sum Stella had suggested. But she had given others away. There was the amount owed to Crown and Spears on Gretna, already taken care of. But the purchase of indentured servants was illegal here in the Moscow Confederation. Traffic in humans was illegal most places. And she didn't think they'd understand that it had been the only way to save those people from a worse fate. She wondered if any of them were still with Kai. If they were, they could testify if necessary. It would help if she could talk to Kai, not have to pass everything through her staff. She was family. Family should always have access to family.
Aunt Stella?
Zori had come to call Stella Aunt only in the past few days. Though she now lived with her mother, she showed up at Stella's at least once a day, trailed by her escort. The girl might not be family yet, but Stella now believed it was likely to happen.
Yes, Zori.
I just heard something. It may only be a rumor, I don't know, but this boy at school said something about your cousin Kai, the admiral?
What?
That she died. Her ship blew up.
What? No, of course she didn't. I've had messages from her.
Zori slumped against the desk.
Oh, that's a relief. Oh, I didn't really think Jed knew what he was talking about, but he said he heard it from a man who heard it dockside.
Kai hadn't actually contacted Stella personally. Of course, that meant nothing. She was busy. She had a fleet to organize, enemies to watch out for. Still, she must be alive. Someone would have told Stella if she wasn't. Someone would have known. Someone would have made contact, surely. Still, it wouldn't hurt to check, just to be sure. And if a rumor was going around that Kai had been killed, that might impact morale. She should let Grace know. With that thought in mind, Stella placed an Ansible call to Moray and waited longer than usual for the icon to resolve into someone's face. Not Kai's face, but then she had staff. Stella tried to ignore the knot in her stomach. The uniform was unfamiliar as well.
Admiral Vata, please. From Stella Vata.
I'm sorry, the Admiral is not available.
Would you give her a message to contact me directly as soon as possible?
I will transfer your call to a more senior officer. Just a moment.
Stella's anxiety grew. Kai had just finished taking Teddy Ransom's latest hourly report when Evelyn walked in.
It's your cousin. She wants to talk to you. She's on the secured line, but...
She can't know I'm alive. Stella wouldn't leak it, but there's too much chance with Toby and Zori there. And Zori's father having been one of them...
She'll be upset.
My concern is defeating Turek. We have only a slim chance of doing that anyway. I'm not going to give it away to comfort Stella. Tell her my ship blew up.
Yes, Admiral.
The senior officer in Moray uniform who had appeared on screen was an older man.
Sarah Vata, I realize this may come as a shock. I'm sorry, it is necessary to...
What?
When Admiral Vata arrived here, we were under attack by the force we'd been warned of. In the battle that followed, her forces joined with our own defenses and drove the enemy away, albeit with losses. Admiral Vada's ship blew up while in pursuit of the enemy.
Her ship? But she was in a special unit. She should have survived.
I'm sorry.
Who's commanding Slaughter Key forces now? And the Coalition? Has the Moscow Confederation government been informed?
All relevant governments have been informed. Clearly the alliance is still necessary. I believe Slaughter Key is sending someone out to take command of their ships, and the overall Coalition commander will be decided very soon. More than that, I cannot say.
Stella felt numb, but knew that pain would follow.
Were there any... Was anything... Recovered?
No, I'm sorry. The aftermath of a battle in space is not, I wish I could offer some comfort.
Comfort? I'm sorry. I have to go. Wait. The government here hasn't made any announcements, so if they know, would perhaps I shouldn't say anything?
I believe the decision was made not to publicize Admiral Vada's passing. in order not to disturb the public. You might want to speak to Garon Saviera in the Moscow Confederation Department of Defense.
Saviera? What's he?
An undersecretary for propaganda, I believe. And Sarah, if anything is recovered, you will certainly be informed.
Thank you.
After she'd disconnected, Stella sat motionless, waiting for the grief to strike. She could sense its approach, a giant block of misery. All the things she'd said she could not now take back or explain away. All the words unsaid that could not now be said. That first stab of anger at the Moray officer gave her energy. She looked up Saviera and placed a call to his office.
Sarah Vada, how may I help you?
You can tell me if it's true that my cousin Kai is dead and you're hiding that fact.
Sarah, where did you hear that?
The young woman I'm taking care of, Zori Luari, heard it from a schoolmate who heard it from someone who works dockside. She didn't believe it, and neither did I until I tried to contact Kai myself. And an officer of the Moray Defense Services told me her ship had blown up.
I'm sorry you found out this way.
So it's true?
Well, according to the report we got, her ship was in hot pursuit of the enemy, possibly the enemy flagship, and suddenly exploded. I haven't heard anything more about the exact cause, if it can be determined. There have been other priorities. As I'm sure you're aware, the ship had some deficiencies that went uncorrected.
Yes, but she was supposed to be in that secure modular thing.
CCC, yes.
That was installed here. I thought it was proof against anything.
Nothing's proof against everything. It's certainly a tragedy. And to answer your second question, it's true. We've not publicized her death, and I hope to persuade you not to. The thing is, so many people were impressed by her, were afraid her death would be a serious blow to morale. And if the enemy doesn't know she's dead, perhaps it will delay their next attack.
I see. So, you don't want me to tell even the family?
Well, that's a difficult decision, Sarah. I do understand the desire to have family support at a time like this. But if word got out, and that reminds me, can you tell me more about how you found out?
Stella recited it again. Zori, the classmate, the unknown spacer dockside.
We need to plug that hole. I don't want to bother the young lady. She's had enough problems. Do you think you could get the name of that classmate from her and let me know?
It was Jed something. I could try, but I don't know if I can keep the truth from her. I'm
upset, of course. You've suffered a terrible loss on top of all the others your family has had to endure. I'll check the school registry first.
Stella closed that connection and wondered what to do now. If Slaughter Key's government knew, then surely Grace knew and hadn't told her. But if they both knew, surely they could talk. She looked at the time where Grace was. 3 in the morning. Grace might be up, but she wouldn't appreciate a call in the middle of the night. For just an instant, she thought of calling Rafe. But that would not do, even if he also knew. Stella tried to bury herself in the accounts, but she kept seeing Kai in everything Kai had touched. Images of the sturdy, stubborn little girl, the sulky teenager, the wary adult. All ran into one another and kept her mind from focusing on the figures. Another one of the family gone, every childhood playmate. Gone. She would not cry. She would not. But in spite of herself, tears rolled down her cheeks.